Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my lovely co-host, Squirrel Rourke.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone.
So I'm going to probably not be talking very loud tonight because I'm nursing my throat.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move forward. Anyway, we look forward to your questions for the team, and they'll answer them during tonight's broadcast, as many as they can get to. Please try to keep your questions on topic, and other questions will be answered if time allows, and you can email them directly to Squirrel, your email, honey.
It's Squirrel, Squirrel, at WYOM.net.
.net, everybody, not .com. Okay.
Great. And if anybody hears anything that sounds strange, just email me. Sometimes we can't hear what you hear on the broadcast.
We can't hear. We don't hear it at all, so we don't know. And if we go off air and nobody catches it, please email her also.
Yes, definitely. .net.
Okay. Accelerated assistance from every realm. And this is going to be a really interesting show tonight. Never before have we felt the changes, energy, synchronicities, and hope that we're feeling now. Our beliefs, our resonance, our expectations, our intentions, and trusting our magic are all important factors. We're out of quarantine as a planet, which has opened the door to more help, races whose names we can't speak because our language can't translate them, connecting to other aspects of ourselves on Sirius and other planets as well. It's a new form of access and merging. All realms, fairy, earth spirits, elementals, dolphins, whales, birds, cats, dogs, horses, all of nature and the earth herself are assisting us. If you listen carefully, you'll be able to hear the heartbeat of Earth. And that's the truth. Okay. Squirrel, I know you've got an astrology report, honey.
Oh, sure. There's always astrology out there. And I think things are calming down after our full moon a few days ago. But the next 24 hours, after a lovely quiet spell and changeover of energies, we are now moving into a month of getting stuck into the detail and cleaning up mentally and physically nearly every area of life. Are you noticing it? Is your personality making lists and talking to you as though it were a race to get everything done? Well, just be aware of this so it doesn't send you into a frazzled frenzy for the weekend. One great way to calm down with the incessant thinking right now is just to catch yourself in the act of getting carried away with yourself. Observe in the act of overthinking, then gently drop head to heart, stay here a moment, and feel the sense of instant balance flood through you. Then move on about your day, repeat as often as required. The positive use of this energy is if you have been feeling like an energy boost, you will certainly now get it. So use the upswing however you see fit. Get busy, productive, and clear. Act on what is good for you as we wrap up this most life-enhancing week. And that's from Elizabeth, Peru. And then this one other comes from Hair in the Moon Astrology. And this one says, in what is an edgy, exciting, hyped-up week of emotional turmoil and alchemy, today there's a slight shift in tempo as the sun leaves Leo for Virgo. You can sense the light breeze heralding a change of season towards the harvest in the northern hemisphere and towards sowing the seeds in the southern. At this time in history, right now, Jupiter's insistence of new forms of connection, of protection, of caring, puts the conscious creation of human bonds before anything else. This is the edge of the future, wide open for co-creation. So stay on track. Keep your goal in mind and respond lightly to whatever comes up. Your personal powers have never been greater.
Oh, I agree with that.
I do, too. Of course you do. You're losing your voice over it.
Oh, I am. Well, just so everybody understands, because of the intensity of the sessions now, they've upped the frequency of the channeling, which then challenges my throat. Poof. And I'm going through an adjustment. All right. Back to our subject tonight. Thank you, Squirrel.
You're welcome.
From the very beginning of this work, I've called in all the realms. I spent about 3 to 4 minutes calling in all the masters by name, the team and other aspects of the team and the councils and organizations, the central sun, the goddess and god, and also the elementals, the fairy realms, the nature, devic, and animal kingdoms, including the dolphins and the whales, the elements of earth, fire, air, and water, the angels and archangels, Mikael, Raphael, Gabriel, Uriel, the ascended masters and the beloved ones, and on and on. It is organized into groups that, when laid out, form some symbol that I don't necessarily know, but I know. Now, I know you, Squirrel, so you're going to ask me to figure this out. I've thought a million times, I need to actually draw this out, but I never get to it.
I was thinking you probably would come up with some beautiful geometric pattern.
It's a very interesting, I don't know what it, but obviously it is some language that is a geometric symbol that is a language. It's not necessarily geometry. It's a language, some symbol of some language, maybe universal.
I mean, do you think it's like an energetic architecture?
Yes, because it goes many different directions, and it's been very specific from day one. Hmm. This belongs there, that belongs there, that belongs there, that belongs there. This goes up and then over and then makes a circle. I mean, it's really quite interesting. But, you know, you have many questions. You know, I always need you around to say, have you asked?
Of course. That's always my first question. Got to ask, Jackie. We're counting on you.
Well, I think, again, it's the joy of discovery for me. I actually will draw it out, and then you can ask.
Okay, I'll ask when you're the panel.
I've known for a very long time that everything works together, but now it's really showing up in ways that amaze even me, and I do mean that. There are so many races showing up that I've never seen before. One came in this week from the central sun, and they were dressed in kind of a blue suit with a peplum-like, for you men that don't know what a peplum is, it's like a skirt from the waist. But that skirt was energy. And their ship was actually in the tunnels. Again, when you're working inside the chakras, I can't begin to tell you how important your chakras are and that they are portals, and that because we are linear, our concepts of space are so askew. So we were in this person's chakra. Or I think it was their father's chakra, doesn't matter, but in one of the tunnels, and there was a ship inside the tunnel, and this being came off the ship. Now, bear in mind that the team does not say anything. The people see this, and the team holds the energy for them to see. So that's what makes this so exciting. It's not like we're creating it for them. They're relaying what they're seeing, and then the team will affirm, and so on, or have them ask questions. So they honor everyone's process and exploration. But as it turned out, this race, she got a name, but it was impossible to pronounce, and then they telepathed to her that it would not translate into our language. It was not possible. They are part of the central sun, which was, to me, phenomenal because we've not had any races come in from the central sun. So that means they are part of our source for this, you know, anyway, for the universe. So at any rate, so the team had her ask if they would assist the team in all the work they're doing. And of course they answered absolutely. And so today we had a instant miracle with somebody in the hospital. And I mean instant. So anyway, I'm always in awe and I'm always in gratitude.
Wait, are you going to talk about the miracle or are you going to leave us hanging?
Oh, my nonlinear thought process.
A little bit of the miracle, okay?
Okay. If I can remember it, I had a request actually from Bonnie for a little girl that was taken into the hospital in the Bahamas, and some kind of terrible infection that was just completely, it was like eating her up, and I think she was out in an hour. They sent her home just to take aspirin. So, even Bonnie was in shock. I know I was. But I guess I'm not in shock anymore. I just kind of, I roll with all of it. Anyway,
Well, you know they did that for my sister, too, when I asked for help. And
yes, I know.
Another
I know.
Miracle there, right? So I'm not,
we
I'm
have
not
a lot of them.
I know, I'm not surprised anymore, but I'm still in awe. And
I'm always in gratitude. Mm-hmm. I guess there's a part of me now, and I don't say this out of arrogance, believe me. I expect miracles because I know that that's the thought process I have to have. And in many ways, I refuse to see the illness. That's why when you ask me what was wrong, I really can't pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
Not in its totality, because immediately when I'm told what's wrong, I absolutely see that person or child or whoever it is as perfect. So I have one lady whose dogs get lost all the time, and she's forever writing that they've completely disappeared, and she writes, and they're back at the door, boom. So
I love that.
I know, I do too. So, at any rate, the level of beings that are coming in now are so beautiful. It's so, there's so much that happens every day. You know, I can't journal it. I don't have time. I can't even hold it in my consciousness anymore. But it's amazing. And I want to say, and Carol Long, who I've talked about on the show before, her animal communications, we're seeing cats and other animals that are holding frequencies that are far beyond our understanding, our knowing. It's like some fantastic science fiction show. It's that extraordinary. And the communications, because I know Carol so well, she's worked with us for years, she's incapable of ever telling an untruth. And I know the purity of her soul. So when these things come through, they're just extraordinary. And very multidimensional. And I've talked about this before, but I continue to be just... And the veils are coming down in marvelous, exciting ways. What else are we seeing since the lifting of the quarantine? Exponential shift. And Squirrel, I know you're a witness to this. The sessions are more powerful than ever before. Emergencies in hospitals, in most cases, shifted almost immediately. Caveat here is that there must be agreement of the person's higher self. You know, it's not like we can intercede if somebody's well into stage 4 cancer, you know, that's not, although I should never limit, I can't say anything anymore. I'm, you know, I've always said this was a Ferrari and I was trying to get it out of second gear. I think I'm out of second gear and now I'm like, oh, gosh.
You're flying that thing down the highway now, girl.
Oh, wow. We're also, and we've talked about this, working on healing relationships with other races that have had an agenda to stop our evolution. And, you know, from my perspective, everything is God. Experiencing itself through that being or beings become more of itself through their experiences, light and dark. You cannot, I repeat this, you cannot fear the dark. If you don't embrace the dark, i.e. shadow within yourself and outside of yourself, you cannot fully embrace the light. You must love it all. This is a hard one for people to grasp. But if you reject it outside of yourself, you're not going to own your own shadow. And, you know, I've had so much experience with this. And I spent a lot of time in my life around people who were dark or perceived as dark. And I learned so much from them. And I loved them. I mean, I know this sounds terrible, but I loved them. I understood their darkness. I understood the reasons behind it. But more importantly, I didn't have to endorse it, but it didn't mean I didn't love them. And I think that's something that it's, and because of that, I wasn't afraid of them. although other people were.
Oh, by the way, you know, well, the thing is, it allows you to stay out of judgment, and that, you know, growing up on a planet of duality, that's what we've done all our lives, you know, and it takes some level of consciousness to extricate yourself from doing that all the time and say, hey, so what am I observing here?
Well, you know, I always go back to Christ, you know, ate and drank with the tax collectors, you know. He didn't discriminate.
Right.
He wasn't happy about, you know, selling stuff in the temple, but other than that, he was okay. So, unconditional love is just that. It's unconditional love. And if there are conditions, it's not unconditional love. And there's no energy more powerful than love. The team and all the people who work directly in session with the team, and I have to say this is every one of you that have ever worked with the team, are co-participants in this whole evolution of what's going on in, as far as in this sphere and, you know, in this Ferrari, if you want to call it, that's what I call it. In many ways, they're all vessels or vehicles and volunteers. And many of you came in with very big plans. And it was known ahead of time, and there's been a great deal of interference. But through your experiences and struggles and opening the door to heal that which, you know, tried in many cases succeed in hindering your growth and empowerment. I mean, this is really big stuff. This part of the work is really for the fearless. You know, it was planned, and through it, there is healing on greater levels than most people understand, especially, you know, for those of you that were at the opening of the Stargate that we did on 10-10, I did a session today, and the Draconian Queen showed up, and I was like, oh, hello. And there was one person she was very upset with because she was impenetrable. And, you know, I really see this as the protection of the team. And it was really amazing. But as she was throwing a tizzy fit, I felt nothing but love for her.
Pick up on that, or I mean, your love for her, did that soften
she knew.
The? Oh yeah. Okay.
She knew.
Mm-hmm.
She knows me because we were there, and she wouldn't have come otherwise. And it's interesting because the team knew she was coming.
That's cool.
And yeah. And but you know, the levels of frustration are very, you know, be careful what I say, but in a way almost adolescent. That's why I love all this. They call the client, you know, you little bitch, you're impenetrable. She was not happy. my own levels of compassion and understanding have grown exponentially, and I realize that I really don't have any fear. And I know I can't. And I'm not, you know, blowing my own whistle or whatever you want to call that, but I'm not good with colloquialisms. But I will say that through all of this, I really have come, I don't know. And if I did have fear, I couldn't be doing this work because it would bleed all over.
You know, Jackie, I was just going to say that was one of the things that drew me to you after I got to work with you for a while. You are fearless, and that is something that I've learned from you. It's not easy to grasp for some of us, but you stand in your power. Whatever's dealt to you, there's no fear about it. You deal with it. And I, you know, it's a beautiful way to be. I find that admirable, and I appreciate that
thank
about
you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I think a lot of people see that in you. They're just not on the phone
well,
tonight
it's
to
been
tell
inter-
you.
Yeah, it's been interesting. Thank you very much. That's sweet of you. So I want to tell this to everybody because this is very important. In 1994, I was at a Bashar session in Las Vegas when he used to go there. And what he said to me was a nugget, and I'm one that files little nuggets away always because I know they're a key to something. But when he said it, it was almost like he said too much. Then I really said, okay, this is important. But he said, you don't know that you hold the key. They needed something from you. And that has stayed with me ever since. And now I'm beginning to see more than I ever have that what we're doing and what we're capable of doing as a race, if we can stay in that love, we can change what's going on globally with all the greed and corruption. It's amazing to me, and I'm not, you know, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not trying to be grandiose about this. I'm saying I'm serious. We do hold the keys in more ways than we can even understand. And there is nothing to fear when you understand that. And it's not about giving this to the negative ego, but to embrace that we are healing, growing, learning, and reclaiming our power for a much more important reason than we know. It's much bigger than what we understand currently. And as much as I see, I know there's more. I haven't figured it all out yet, but I love the process, so... we are working together with all of creation, and more those that thought we would never make it are taking notice, races, that is. All sentient beings, the Earth, every part of Earth, we have so much help, and these beings that are coming in, where you think you're talking to your cat or your dog, they are so much more. So remember that. Treat them kindly. I mean this. And if you look in my backyard, I have no less than 40 birds. Now it's up to about 60 all day long in my backyard.
Wow.
Because I feed them. Yeah. But regardless, lots of people feed birds. I just have an inordinate number. They're everywhere. And squirrels. No offense, squirrels.
What are you feeding the squirrels, Jackie?
I have to squeeze, and now I have to feed them separately because if I don't, they will leap off the damn deck railing, and both of them hang on this giant bird feeder. So they're little brats. Anyway, it's just amazing if you could see all the birds and the hawks. I had a hawk in the backyard the other day, and I had to tell him, you cannot eat my birds. Anyway, you know, I'm sure that my neighbors must think I'm a whack, but
yeah, but who cares, right?
Yeah, well, you know, by most people's standards, I'm sure that they're right. But when you walk, I walk every day, and when I come back around, I walk fast in the morning, you can see all these birds, like, landing and leaving and landing and leaving in my backyard. I'm like, oh, my God. So I want to remind everyone, please, really important, please do the chakra activation technique every day. Right now, more important than you can possibly imagine. It's in the archives of our radio show. So if you go to archives and then you go down to ET Healing, our archives are free. It's on June 16th, 2011. You can download it, burn it to a CD, or keep it on your computer. And the whole thing is in channel from the team. But I'm doing it every day, and I'm in channel all the time. But with these energies and frequencies that are coming in, I just want you to be really clear how it will ground, connect, open the Metatronic channels, as well as what is called the mind of God. Big, big stuff. Another important point I want to make, the divine feminine is being brought forth through the animal kingdom right now. And again, this I know is difficult for people to conceive, but some of these animals are bringing in the light feminine, the dark feminine, what we've called the dark feminine, the dark goddess, to anchor the whole thing back onto the planet the way it should be. Light and dark, both divine. And if you have animals that you feel are unique, or you feel, even if they're pissy, by the way, sometimes they're pissy because you don't understand what's going on. Working with flower essences with them and so on, very helpful to them, for those of you that do Bach flower remedies. Carol Long, who does these readings, it's Carol at CAROL, carollong.net. If you want to get a hold of her, I'm telling you, you will learn so much about yourself and your relationship with the animal and their relationship with you on other planets, other times. Brilliant. So as all these kingdoms are awakening and assisting, so are you. I know you're all experiencing some new and sometimes unnerving changes that make you aware that you're changing at some deep level that you may not have words for. You feel different, and things are taking on different meanings. And Squirrel, you just went through this.
Mm-hmm.
You went through a big shift.
I know.
Right, and it's like, I know, it was wonderful, actually. I was thrilled.
Sometimes I have to pinch myself and look in the mirror to go, if it's still me, you know?
It's just more of you.
I know, it's more of me.
Yes, connecting more deeply with your soul and your higher self. And you're a great example of this. And sometimes you want to try it to astrological events. And, you know, certainly they're having an impact. We're getting hit like crazy all the time. But because of this layering in of all this energy, okay, the term compassionate detachment finally means something. It's like one day you wake up and go, ah, I got it. I can be compassionately detached, allow people to be who they are, bless their paths, whether I agree with them or not. Also, you find yourself coming from a deeper level of knowing. yes, these things really are different, and so am I. For those of you working with Bonnie's book, that's the map, Bonnie Lonsbury, B-O-N-I-L-O-N-N-S-B-U-R-Y. Brilliant. You're beginning to see results. If you're doing the work and you're changing your beliefs, working with intentions, I can tell you, it works. You know, Bonnie bugs me all the time, and she calls me on stuff, and I'm not mean. She's wonderful. But I got to tell you, I really got down to business, and I am seeing such amazing changes. I just go, oh, my God. So what this is doing is empowering so many people. It's time for everybody, okay? You are the creator of your reality. I promise you. There are no exceptions. This is it. The more you take responsibility for it, the faster you can change it. And the more exciting it becomes, because you don't feel like a victim. And you can respond instead of react. Power retrievals, I'm telling you, we're level of these things now is so, poor people are exhausted at the end of their session. And all these things that have been woven in from multiple lifetimes that have are literally wired on different dimensions. And it's really science fiction. I really need to sit down with Spielberg. That's all there is to it. So we have people working with power retrievals with their children and their spouses. Amazing, amazing changes. Can't begin to tell you. Okay, I am going to go into channel. I'm not going to be in lawn tonight, everybody, because I'm really nursing my throat. I'm booked out for 2 months. There's nowhere to move anybody, so it's not like I can take a day off right now. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And if I don't come out in time, I love all of you. Okay.
I'll get you, Jackie.
All right. She's right. We're not going to let her be in channel too long, squirrel. So.
Okay.
All right. All that the channel has shared with you tonight is very true. More true than any of you actually realize yet. But if you will pay attention, open your eyes, open your heart, more and more to what's around you, your plants, your animals, everything is molecules and atoms in motion. Nothing is really solid. And when you begin to look at your entire surroundings that way, you can have a different relationship with it. Have more fun with it, even your automobile. You are entering, especially those that are listening to this show, beautifully, the most extraordinary time imaginable. That will be talked about forever. A race that devolved into the Dark Ages, and came back out in spite of all the obstacles. And there are more than you yet know. Now, are you loved
beyond what you can imagine. The only problem you all have is allowing that love, receiving that love, believing you deserve that love, and you do. God, Goddess, all that is, all of creation loves you, and that's why whatever you ask for, you receive. You focus on the negative, you get more. Focus on the positive, you get more. Take responsibility for creating your life, oh, you get exponentially more. Believe that you have magic, and you all do, and watch it manifest. You know, people have tried this with, you know, my gratitude journal and so on. Of course, gratitude is an energy. It's a gift, actually, if you listen to Lazarus. It is a gift. Because when you go into that energy, your resonance shifts beautifully. True gratitude. It expands. It opens to receive even more. It's a frequency. It's a resonance. So many people have been trying it with this and that. And there's more, and there's more, and there's more. Honoring all of creation. Blessing your food. Your water. Look at what work that has been done with water. Finding out the cells of water and how they can impact you. And how your thoughts can impact them. You see, you're all one. You've heard that there's only one of you in many ways. That's true. Because you're all part of creation. And when you get that, you'll walk your planet in a different way. And you won't be able to stop loving. And that's what this is all about. All right, Squirrel, we know you've got a question. We're holding the energy for the channel, but can't do it much longer.
Okay, yes, I do have a question. This question comes from Marilyn Kenny, and she says, I just wanted to share about an unusual dream I had last night. I saw myself returning from some sort of outer space journey, going through some sort of way station, coming back to Earth. When I was going through the way station, I started to get a psychic sort of intuition or visions. I also would like to share about another unusual dream I had last month about contacting a group of ETs. And they came from some planet somewhere near the Formault, F-O-R-M-A-U-L-T, star system? Question mark. I just know their star system starts with a letter form, or the word form, near the region of space. These ET beings are very sensitive and shy. These beings are gentle and beneficent, not aggressive. Maybe the team might know about them. Let me know. Thank you. Love, Marilyn Kenny.
All right, dear Marilyn. The channel wanted this to be shared. She wrote it to the channel. And the reason she wanted it shared, because this is an example, a perfect example, of experiences that people are beginning to have in their dream time. in Maryland, we would say to you that this is very real. All right. Very real. You see, you speak of your dream time, and when Bashar speaks, he talks about, thank you for dreaming us into your experiences. We dreamt you into ours. It's all really a dream. Part of the paradox. As to the race that you're referring to, Maryland, there are so many races, all right? And in many cases, especially with this one, their name does not really translate into the English language. So you may be searching forever trying to find this race. The most important thing for you to remember is that you made contact. Obviously, there is a connection, or they would not have contacted you. Honor that, whether you experience it in the dream time or the awake time. It doesn't matter. It truly does not matter. It's all real in many ways, not the fear stuff. But these beautiful interactions, and you're all beginning now, you're all ready, different levels of readiness to begin to have your own unique experiences and contact. Now, Marilyn, what would it say to you is to sit down and meditate. Hold a frequency, a unique frequency of what you remember feeling, how their energy felt, and send that out as an invitation to them. Holding the vision as much as you can recall. And ask if they want to connect with you more fully. You may have another race come in as well. We promise all of you that this is a time now, more than ever before, when you sit down to meditate, and we recommend that you all do if you can, allow it to be an open invitation to benevolent races or races that you're a part of. You may be having a lifetime there, and that may be why you connected with them. Because there is no time, everything is simultaneous. One moment, therefore, you could be many different places. Many different versions of you. So you may have been connecting with another version of yourself. We thank you so much, Marilyn, for sharing this. And as you talked about coming through a way station, yes, you all did. Coming to Earth, came from other planets, and you came through either Orion, Pleiades, or Sirius. Sirius is the most involved now. They are kind of orchestrating everything that's going on with the evolution of Earth. Many of you feel very connected to Sirius, as you should. Invite the Sirians to connect with you, all right? They may come in different forms, so don't get hung up on form, all right? But if you're really attracted to crystals, you will know without a doubt, hold your crystals when you contact them. We're hearing many people talk about these things. We're excited for all of you, and we love all of you. And you do hold the key, people. more than you know. You are proving the power of love. Don't forget that. Bring love into everything you do. Love the grocery store. Love the food you prepare. You're infusing it with healing. Love the face you wash. You know, we have the channel and all her friends all whined about now they have to do all of these processes. You know, it used to be really easy. Wash your face and go to bed. Love every minute of it. Every time you touch your face, do it with love. Touch your body, do it with love. Send healing to every cell. It is a universe. Remember that. Don't stand in front of the mirror and criticize. You're hurting yourself. You're hurting your body. You don't want to do that. You don't want to make yourself ill. That really defeats the purpose here. We need you around. There's lots for you to do. Squirrel, are you watching the time?
I am. We have about 5 more minutes, if you think
right.
We can do that.
All right. Now, we want to address tonight, especially with all of the animals and what's going on, and we know that many of you are torn with the idea of being vegetarians. And you have a moral issue, and we understand that. We want to remind you, at this timing, for those of you, all right, especially the O's, but even the A's and the AB's, you still need animal protein. At this time, all right. Those especially, right. Their health will suffer if they don't eat animal protein. Notice we're not saying beef for a number of reasons, but we caution you here, even though there's a moral dilemma, bless your food, thank it for volunteering to help nurture your body. Just as the Indians did, they never took more than they needed. They always did ritual over the buffalo that they caught and killed. Nothing was wasted. But do not put your health in jeopardy, people. We caution you here. Caution you. Yes, everything is evolving, but the animals that are volunteering are volunteering to help you to move forward as well. It is understood. Now, that's not talking about the slaughterhouses and the terrible ways that... So be conscious about the animal protein that you take into your body. That we would encourage. And try, please try to stay away from processed foods. They're adding so many things into it, and things that even are not on labels and described for what they are. That will help keep your body clean, believe it or not. Also, for your animals, take notice that it's important that their food if you can remember, should be grain-free. That's not part of their natural process. You can give them vegetables with their food, but they're carnivores. They're not grain eaters. And those things put weight on them. You see all these heavy animals walking around, just like you see all the heavy humans, for the same reason. Treat your animals kindly. They're very sensitive. Very sensitive. Especially right now. And treat all of nature with respect and with love. Even your cars, although you don't think of that as nature. Everything. The more you do it, the richer your surroundings will feel. The more love you will experience in your own surroundings, because it will be reflected back to you. You'll walk in the door at night or whenever and feel the love that you've imprinted. Remember, everything you touch, you leave an imprint. Leave one of love. Leave one of love. All right. Be gentle also with your crystals. Make certain right now that things are moving so quickly. Good time to cleanse them if you think about it. Be gentle. You can wash them, nice, warm, not hot, soapy water. Cleanse them with your energy. You can use in the name of whatever that you feel most appropriate. Soak them in nice sea salt and warm water for a few hours. Put them out in the sun. Some of you like to put them out under the moon. That's fine, and the stars. And bring them in. Regenerate them, because so much is happening so fast. Recharging them. All right, Squirrel, anything you want to add? Any question you might have?
No, I think time is short, so I think we'll wrap for tonight. Thank you.
All right. We would love to work with each and every one of you tonight, to touch you in a way, to love you in a way that will help you feel loved. But you must be willing to receive the love. So if you will call us in tonight, we will touch you and touch your heart and touch your mind. You see, we love you so. Every one of you. It is our joy and our pleasure to have shared this time with you. And with you, dear Squirrel, we love you so much.
We love you too.
And until we speak with you again in this format, dear ones, namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, I'm in solid dark here. I don't know where I am.
Well, the lights are all off. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We have a still on. Your voice is getting weak, so we're going to let you go.
Yes, my voice is really weak tonight. Thank you, everybody. I love you all.
Thank you, Jackie.
And always a joy. And Squirrel, thank you. You're wonderful. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. For those of you that listen to this on a recording, or at a, pull it up out of the archives, you can call in the team just like you would tonight. Know that we love you so very much, and thank you for tuning in. Have fun out there.